I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. Saw this in the news. Today is the 50th anniversary of the official release of the audio cassette tape. And if you reckon it one way anyway, that got us thinking. A lot of memories flooding back here in the Central Time headquarters.
And we've got producers Chris Molina and Galen Droop to share their stories now. Now, the audio cassette, this is this tiny little plastic thing, came unspooled in your car and you had to thread it again with a pencil. But you guys have some fond memories of it. Chris, what's your memory?
Yeah, well, for the longest time, I only had a car that, well, it had a radio, but it also had a cassette tape player. So for years and years and years, I drove around listening to cassette tapes. And I used to go to the thrift store. I used to go to St. Vinny's over on Willie Street, where you could get cassette tapes for 25 cents a pop. And that seemed like a great, cheap, and easy way to listen to music in the car. But then, you know, I finally got a car. My old car, kind of junked out. So I had to get a new car, and that had a CD player. So I had to get rid of all those cassettes. So they went right back to St. Vinny's, and hopefully someone else is getting able to enjoy them for 25 cents
a
pop.
It was the end of an era.
It was, and I miss it.
What about you, Galen?
Well, I remember cassette tapes as the old way of ripping music. So my brother and I shared a room, and we would sit by the radio all day waiting for a Britney Spears song to come on so that we could press record and then record the tape from the radio. And then you'd sort of label the tapes with a pen and wind them up with a pencil, you know, when they got out of control. But yeah, no, now they're collector's items. Although they're kind of making a comeback, right?
In a kitschy kind of way, it seems like no one's going to go to a cassette tape for high fidelity.
Well, right. In a vintage kind of way.
In
the same way that,
right,
like, people go to, you know, record stores now.
Uh-huh.
I was at a record store. It's kind of a well-known record store in New York. And it used to be just records. And I went in, and now there's sort of two rows of cassettes. I think they're making a comeback.
Well, the thing that's weird to me is we're riding this huge wave of 90s nostalgia right now. And, I mean, that's kind of what I grew up with. And I feel like it's, you know, we're all, you know, hitting that age right now, you know, because Galen and I are, you know,
making
of a similar
us feel
age.
Old.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, stop it. Both of you just stop it. I don't want to hear about your elderly feelings at this moment. But cassette tapes, do you miss them? Would you take them back?
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they're nice, but I'd much rather rip my music in a month. I don't rip music, just for the record, but in a much more in a much easier way.
And you know, it was a nice thing to remember, but I'm not sure I'd go back either. But
yeah,
it holds a nice spot in my heart.
I think most of us feel that way. All right, guys, thanks so much for coming by.
Hey, thank
thanks
you
so much.
Well, now that football season has finally started, so is tailgating season. Whether it's for the Packers, the Badgers, or for whatever team you love, tailgating is a tried and true football tradition.
One of the most important parts of any good tailgate is the food. Amy Hanton is with us, the cooking mom. She's a blogger and a cookbook author. Amy, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, you shared a few classic tailgating recipes with us. Some good-looking stuff. One of my favorites, the brat tub. What is a brat tub, and how does that work?
Well, a brat tub is my way to do brats. You know, I don't want to miss a thing when I'm having a game day party. And I live in Green Bay, so we do game day parties really, really well. We're all pumped about the season opener at Lambeau Field. And I hate that when, the best play of the game happens and I'm outside manning the grill, or in my case, womaning the grill, or in the kitchen. So don't let that happen to you. Or if you're tailgating, you know, you want to be hanging out with, you know, everybody at your party. You don't want to be manning or womaning the grill the whole time. So what I do is I start my brats and get them going, and then I take one of those big aluminum, those foil pans, and add a stick of butter to that pan along with a couple of sliced onions, a few bottles of beer, just depends on how many brats you're doing. Now I got your interest, don't you? Got some beer in there.
Brat, beer, and butter.
You hit all the major food groups in Wisconsin,
yeah,
I think.
You had me at brat, beer, and butter.
Just left one thing out. As I've gotten older, I've come to love sauerkraut. Didn't like it at all as a kid, but now I love it. I'm not sure exactly what that means. So you dump a full container of kraut in there, too. So you got your butter, your beer, your onions kind of simmering, hanging out, warm and cozy. And then when the brats brown up, you take the brats and you put them in what I call the brat tub on indirect heat. Just keep them low and cozy and warm, and everybody can then help themselves. So you don't have to be hanging out at the grill the whole time.
And so
that is completely the way I roll at my game day parties.
They don't get, you know, kind of soggy from being in this lovely little stew of butter and onion juice or kraut juice?
No, in fact, they keep nice and moist. They don't get dry, and you're keeping it on really low heat. Huh. You're just kind of, you know, putting it to the side of the grill, indirect heat. So it works out perfectly. I promise you, you got to try it. Go to my website, and you can find out how to do it.
I got a question, and this is heresy to some people. I boil brats first, then throw and make sure they're cooked, and then I just grill them to brown them. Do you pre-boil them here, or are you doing exactly the opposite of what I do?
You know, everybody has their own way of doing it. And, you know, I don't want to change anybody's way. It's nice to boil them ahead of time in your case, because then you don't have to worry about them not being cooked. But, yeah, I do it the opposite way. I get them grilling first and then get them in that wonderful brat tub of goodness. And they kind of finish cooking there and stay nice and moist in that. But either way, you know, like I say, I'm not going to change the way you do it. It's going to be good no matter what. But give my way a try, Rob. I think you're really going to like it.
I think I will.
Got the onions and the kraut all in there, too, which I love.
Well, you've got my interest with the next thing we're going to talk about. It involves copious amounts of cheese. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, I say every Wisconsin party has to have a cheese ball. So in both my cookbooks, I have a lot of different cheese ball recipes. And this one's a fun one. It's actually, you can do it in the shape of a football, and it's super easy to do. I love make-ahead, so like tomorrow I'm going to be cooking up a storm so that I don't have to be in the, you know, like I say, in the kitchen the whole time during the game. So I can just set my game day spread out, and everybody else can, you know, help themselves. So this one is basically cream cheese, a couple of packages of that, some sharp shredded cheese, an 8-ounce package of that, some Parmesan cheese, a half a cup of mayonnaise, a couple teaspoons of Worcestershire sauce, a little bit of garlic powder, a little bit of black pepper, chopped scallions, and then a quarter of a cup of bacon bits. So you mix that all together with a mixer and then form it into a football, which is really easy to do. It's not all that hard to do if you, just kind of use your hands. And I put my hands in plastic baggies to kind of shape it. And then roll the football or press the pecans, chopped pecans, or you can do bacon, more cooked crumbled bacon if you don't do nuts in your family. So cover the cheese ball with either nuts or bacon, and then use roasted red pepper slices, just the jar of red pepper slices, to make the laces. Or you can do just slices of cheddar cheese to make the laces. And this acts as not only a great dip, I serve it with crackers, but also makes a really nice centerpiece for your game day spread.
Do you need a special breed of cracker, or am I going to be breaking off the crackers every time I dip in there?
Well, I use a little spreader, but, you know, if this is sitting out a little bit, it should be fine to spread, and it's just delicious. And like I say, it looks super-duper cute on your, you know, whether you're going to a tailgate or having a party at home.
And you know what, Rob? I can introduce you to a hearty little friend of mine called the carrot stick that will not break off in the massive cheese thing.
That's just empty nutrients, though. I don't know.
I mean,
with all this
that?
Cream cheese and stuff, man, I'm going to go all the way.
All right. Well, you know, one of the hardest parts about hosting a game day party is you have to spend so much time in the kitchen. Is that what you're really trying to do here, Amy? Maximize your time watching the game and not being the one who's trotting around sweaty in the kitchen?
Totally. You know, we've all had that party where everybody leaves and you're like, I'm never doing this again. It was way too much work. So a couple of my tips is, you know, you don't have to do 53 different dishes. Just do a few things, do them well. I just put a great recipe on my site for beef teriyaki kebabs. We're in grilling season right now. So, again, these are something you can make ahead. It's just a quick marinade for some steak, and then you thread it on skewers. I love kebabs, a little dressier than brats and you know, burgers. And then if you're doing, you know, for the Badgers, you can do red peppers and onions on the skewers. For the Packers, I did pineapple and green pepper on the skewers. You can get them all done ahead of time and then just fire up the grill right before kickoff. So that's a great make-ahead. I also do a layered trifle dessert with pound cake or angel food cake and your team's colors. So, again, in the case of the Badgers, you could do cherry pie filling and, you know, a cream cheese or cheesecake pudding. For the Packers, I do one with angel food cake, a pistachio pudding, a vanilla pudding and whipped cream and green and gold sprinkles on top. Again, a great make-ahead. The kids love it. You know, football in Wisconsin isn't just about the game. It's just about everything that goes along with it. So don't forget those kiddos. My passion is to get kids into the kitchen and get families eating together and really make game day a memory for people. So lots of great recipes and ideas on my website.
Well, you mentioned those beef teriyaki kebabs. Did I see brat kebabs on your website?
Yeah, you know, again, that's another way to kind of take your party to the next level. Anybody can throw brats on the grill, and I love that. But just, you know, stepping it up just a notch, pre-cooking your brats as you did boiling them, or you can buy the pre-cooked brats. I do a quick, easy marinade with a little bit of soy sauce, apple juice concentrate, a little bit of Dijon mustard, and again, chop up some peppers in your team's colors and onions, thread them onto skewers, brush the brats and the vegetables with, you know, a little bit of the reserve marinade, and then I love to serve brat kebabs with a spicy or German mustard for dipping. And it just, you totally look like a rock star, and, you know, who doesn't want to look like a rock star? I'm not a chef. I'm just, you know what, I call myself the cooking mom, but I love looking like a really cool cat at my game day party or my tailgate.
So I got to ask you, Amy, you're awfully excited about the food. Are you an actual flesh and blood football fan, or is it more about getting to eat more cheese and pork-based foods on Sundays?
You know what? You've got to be in Wisconsin. I live in Green Bay.
You are then.
His very first words, we drove by Lambeau Field, and Lambeau Field sits right in the middle of town for people who don't know. Well, I'm sure, you know, everybody in Wisconsin knows. So we're driving, you know, out of the Kmart parking lot, and my son is in a car seat in the back, not even a year old, points up at the stadium and says, "Packers." I mean, it was like, you know, it's just the way we are. So, yeah, you betcha. I'm going to be watching the game for sure, and they better win this one. Last week wasn't so good, so let's move on from that and have a great season and great food, too.
You want to give a pep talk? I mean, I don't do this kind of hosting a lot. A quick pep talk on the less ambitious among us to get out and do this, either tailgate or host that party and make some awesome food?
You know what? It is so easy breezy. I have some recipes in my cookbook and online that are like four ingredients. Throw it in your slow cooker. You know, pulled pork sandwiches with just ginger ale and some barbecue sauce. Three or four ingredients. Anybody can, you know, dump things into the slow cooker, pick up some buns, take help where you can get it. The grocery store has a lot of great stuff. If you are hosting a party, people always say, "What can I bring?" Don't dare tell them nothing, because they're going to come with something anyway, and then you're going to end up with eight different potato salads. So be specific and say, "Hey, do you mind, you know, bringing dessert?" And then you've got different bases covered. Dips are just so easy. You can't have enough dips, and I just put one online that's really fresh and healthy. I think some healthy alternatives to all that, you know, not so healthy football food is really important. A veggie and dip tray. I do a dip called Texas caviar. Don't worry, no caviar in there, but it's just basically corn and beans, which is great this time of year. Fresh sweet corn and
sounds
peppers,
good.
Jalapeno pepper, cilantro. Toss it together the night before. Serve it with baked chips and dip away, guilt free.
Amy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, I hope whatever team you're rooting for, they win, and I'm rooting for the Pack, so go Pack. Thanks, guys.
All right. That was Amy Hanton, the Cooking Mom, and you're listening to Central Time on Wisconsin Public Radio.